I'm Marcela Sanchez. Tensions in Los Angeles escalated Sunday as thousands of protesters took to the streets after President Trump deployed National Guard troops. That's audio from ABC 7 Los Angeles. Protesters dispersed as evening fell and police declared an unlawful assembly, a precursor to officers moving in and making arrests of people who don't leave. Here's Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
When you run armored caravans through our streets, you cause fear and you cause panic. And deploying federalized troops is a dangerous escalation, but we need to be real about this. This is about another agenda. It's not about public safety. There's clearly no plan, and there is clearly no policy.
That's audio from ABC 7 Los Angeles. Sunday's protests in Los Angeles were the third and most intense day of demonstrations against Trump's immigration crackdown in the region. Trump's new travel ban has gone into effect. AP's Julie Walker reports on the countries affected.
It applies to citizens of Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. It also imposes restrictions on people from Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela. The ban does not revoke previously issued visas. Many immigration experts say by focusing on the visa application process, the new ban appears designed to beat court challenges that hampered the ban during Trump's first presidency. I'm Julie Walker.
Tropical storm Barbara is about 185 miles southwest of Manzanillo, Mexico, with maximum sustained winds of 70 miles per hour, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami. Barbara is expected to continue moving toward the west-northwest and will reach hurricane strength later on Monday, but should begin weakening by Tuesday. This is AP News. AP correspondent Annika Hammerschlag reports the UN Ocean Conference is kicking off in Nice, France, and there's a lot on the line.
World leaders, scientists, and activists are here trying to figure out how to turn years of ocean promises into real action. Right now, only about 3% of the ocean is actually protected from harmful practices like industrial fishing and deep-sea mining, even though countries have agreed to protect 30% of the ocean by 2030. One of the big goals this week is to push forward the High Seas Treaty. It's a major international deal that would finally let countries create marine protected areas in international waters, which make up about two-thirds of the entire ocean. They'll need to get 60 ratifications in order to cross the finish line. The conference will also dive into issues like deep-sea mining, climate funding, plastic pollution, and sustainable fishing. By the end of the week, countries are expected to agree on something called the Nice Ocean Action Plan, which is basically a list of commitments that they'll take to the UN in New York later this summer.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.